Blog Talk Radio.
Feel powerful. It's more about I have to win this because it's
it's how the game is played, or I want to succeed in playing the game. It's a strategy to it for them. So this is also a person who is very chatty, very witty, someone who's very sharp intellectually. If this is expressed as a youthful child in the family, often that child will be seen as very inquisitive, okay, asking a lot of questions, really understanding complex situations, really being able to also understand if things have tension to them. You know how just some kids, they'll be the first one to blurt out something, to blurt out the pink elephant in the room. So that's what you see normally with the page, someone who is really about the tongue, really about expressing their thoughts, expressing their ideas, and everything's very, very fast, very, very sharp. If I would associate this card with any of the astrological signs, I think we can see the youth represented in Gemini in this card. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rowan, but I think we can see the youth of Gemini in this card, whereas it's someone who has multiple ideas. Geminis are very playful, very youthful. Oftentimes, even in their lifetime here, they appear very young and very youthful and always active and mentally engaged. So that is my association for the Page of Swords. What about you, Rowan?
You guys pretty much tackled all of it. I would add on that I think that this is actually more represented by Aquarius. Maybe I'm biased. But Aquarians generally tend to be more idealistic. We tend to be very naive in certain instances where we're too focused on our ideals and not necessarily on what's actually going on around us, and that's very this card. The page is definitely someone that's dynamic in energy, somebody like you both said that does have a lot of ideas, does have, you know, a lot of energy for all of this, these different interests that they have. They can be very precocious. They can be very almost juvenile in a way. It's that whole like exuberance of youth thing that hasn't matured at all yet. Like I think Taruk was saying, this does not have the maturity of the king or the knight. This is new. This is totally and completely new, for sure.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Now for the reverse, you know, I see the reverse with a page as someone who is over excited about something. The batteries are put on and they're ready to go, but they are moving faster than time is allowing. They want, it's an over-enthusiasm, an over-enthusiasm that may hinder them, especially if they're working with other people. They're overly excited or they're moving too fast. You know, it's that excitement when you first fall into something and you just want everything to be perfect. You want everything to be right. You know, maybe everybody's not excited as you are because, you know, it's affecting you personally. So it's like you're just over-enthusiastic about it when you just need to stop and take your time and know that things are going to happen the way they need to happen, but you need to work with what you have and stop moving at 1,000 miles when right now you should be doing 30, you know. You have the time, so it's just about slowing things down and not moving so fast. And the page can also have to deal with not being enthusiastic really about saying that you are, about having that desire but not really backing it up with any type of real action. So you're saying that you're excited, you want to do these things, you're motivated allegedly, but yet there is no movement in your actions. So it's all talk but nothing to back it up, you know. So those are two ways that I could see. So we could start with Aluna. Yeah, give me the reverse. What do you see with the reverse?
Okay, definitely. I like to put it in perspective of dealing with this person as a character trait or attribute. And why I associated it with Gemini is because I know that Aquarius is associated with the star card. So, and in a reverse, it makes a lot of sense because Geminis do have a tendency to be stereotyped as being two-faced. Okay, and I very much see it with the Page of Swords reverse, someone who is not very grounded when it comes to relationships, a blabbermouth, someone who is not dependable, okay, who spin tales, spin lies, over-exaggerate upon things, gossip, okay, this page in reverse is someone who is all about the air, big talk, big, you know, big ego, where they feel that their intellectual prowess is more egotistically fueled. You know, in reverse, it's just showing this person who's kind of all over the place. And people know this about them. That's the thing. With the page, because they're so naive and they don't know how to cover their tracks, everyone else around them can see the sort of flaky type person that they are. They can see the lies. They can see through the, well, this isn't adding up when you said this. So we all know that one person somewhere out there who, you know, they're much about big talk, and when they come to you making big plans, you can sort of take it with a grain of salt. And that's just the page of swords represented as an attribute, and that person is what I'm seeing.
Okay, that sounds good. What about you, Rowan? What do you see?
I definitely see this as a person that lacks focus, that lacks the sort of mental acuity that the swords actually embody. I think that this is somebody that can't affect anything, any of their great ideals. You know, they're just dreaming about it day after day after day and don't have any kind of follow through with it. This is definitely somebody that's flaky, like Aluna pointed out. This is somebody that does not keep up with plans or appearances and may even feel like they're above them. You know, that whole superiority thing that, again, Aluna had mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that sounds great. So we can move forward onto the Knight of Swords. Now, when you look at this card, it is a very powerful-looking card. I mean, you know, you see this young man. He is riding full gallop forward, okay, on this horse. He has his sword in the air. This is like a very, it's a moving, okay, this is action going on with this knight. So this card is telling me that the knight, he is head-on into battle, okay? He is head-on into fighting without stopping. No one can stop him. He is all the way, full force into his career, into whatever type of ideas, whatever type of business, whatever type of anything that he is set himself in motion to. He is riding full force, unstoppable, taking down anything in his path. This is the evolution of the page, okay? This is the next step. You have ascended into your knighthood, and you have more power and strength on you so you can manifest your goals faster, okay? But you also have to make sure that you are not moving too fast and cutting through things and being hasty and sloppy with things, okay? You have to make sure also that you have people who are on your side who are backing you. You know, that you're not riding into this blind, okay, and alone into maybe possibly dangerous territory. So you have to kind of know your strength and what you can do. You just can't let your bravado and your you know, oh, well, I'm this powerful, unstoppable person, so, you know, I can just do what I want. No, you have to, at the same time, pace yourself. You know, this is about moving with strength in the direction that you need, but having a set goal and pacing yourself and not, because see, I'm seeing this with a horse, you know, not tripping and stumbling, horse and all on the floor and just causing a mess. You have to do this strategically, you know. I hope I'm saying this people can understand it. So we can go with Aluna. So what do you see with the knight?
Okay, I love the analogies that you use and all the connections that you made. Definitely wanted to take off where you said about the page growing into the knight. So whereas the page used this sort of charming wit to sort of convince people to his ideas and get people to join his cause because, wow, look at that innovative youth. The knight is way, the Knight of Swords, okay, is way more cold. Okay, so it's not about if you like me or if you agree with my ideas or not. It's about I have this calculative drive to get it done because it's going to fulfill me with a sense of power, with a sense of superiority. So it's rashness, you know. We're like Taruk said, we're seeing the horse and the writer just leaping forward with such a vindication that it's like, whoa, you're cutting everyone in your path, even your allies. So that's one thing to definitely look out for if you're just so power-driven or career-hungry or whatever it may be that you're applying such this controlling force and dominating force to, that you don't cut your allies and put other people around you in jeopardy in doing so. Okay, this is about, this card is, you know, it deals with the logic, it deals with the mind. So constant calculations, constant, you know, trying to figure out a new formula, and like Tarouk said, being over hasty about it. So just because you think you found the magic formula and you want to apply it and you think you're correct and that idea is superior to everyone else, it's oftentimes best to quiet your mind and listen to other people. Let other people, this person, the knight, is like not trying to hear anyone else's ideas. He is convinced that his conviction is the most truth, and his sword is the sharpest, and he's heading headfirst into battle, cutting anyone in his path. And that's what I definitely see for the knight upright.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Rowan?
I actually see the more positive aspects of the card. I definitely see this as someone who is very chivalrous, somebody that has a very high moral code. This is definitely somebody that would stand up for other people around them. And this is also somebody that is a smooth talker. This is somebody that knows exactly what to say, exactly when to say it. You know, this is the, after the page has shrugged off the immaturity, he becomes the knight. He knows exactly how sharp his sword is. He knows exactly when to use it and how to use it. So this is definitely someone that is very adept at making friends, at making business connections, that has taken that dynamic kind of uncontrolled energy that was represented in the page and has refined it, and definitely knows the situations in which that they're strongest and where they're weakest as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very good.
So now,
the reverse. Now, with the reverse of the knight, what I'm seeing is someone who is just completely unhinged, okay? They are a knight that has gone rogue on a murderous rampage, destroying everything in sight. Okay, that is what I'm seeing here. You are just a mess, just on a rampage. So to me, this is saying, the reverse is saying, you know, you're unorganized, you're out of order, you are not in alignment with yourself and others, okay? So you are just wild and free, you know, without any type of remorse or recourse to others. That's what I'm saying. So it can be a very dangerous thing for you to just be so passionate and so, you know, just so headstrong and head on without your head on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm seeing with this card reverse, you know? So what about you, Aluna? What are you seeing with this card in reverse?
Okay, definitely going off of what you said, in reverse is, again, a very strongly opinionated person, someone who is just headfirst into it. They haven't really weighed all their options. They haven't really looked at other courses of action that could have possibly led to less casualties, or at least allowed someone to keep their integrity intact or their dignity intact. They're just sort of like headfirst. And I would almost say, because remember, we're dealing with swords. So even though this is represented as logic and dealing with ideas and stuff, symbolically, swords are for fighting. Okay, so when you think of the knight championing in, you know, next to all the other knights and all the other suits, he's the only one, probably next to the Knight of Wands, with a wieldable weapon. Okay, so he's going in there to fight. This is not, you know, he's not in here to, I don't know, I don't want to say that he's just completely cold or just completely devoid of emotion, but he is very assertive and action first. And I think if you think back to the medieval times, there was no real back talk against the knight. They were much revered as the authority and the king's, you know, guard. So there was no equalness in commoner to the knight. You know, there was a sense of respect and a real sense of fear as well. So in reverse, we're definitely seeing this as the knight is just on a rampage, like you said. And that's what I see for the knight of reverse.
Okay, what about you, Rowan?
I definitely see this. I know Lynn was talking about Gemini being Page earlier. I actually think that the knight is more of Gemini because of the switch, because it's very, like I said, very smooth, very controlled, but it's also somebody that has that switch in them and can definitely be very destructive and manipulative when they want to be. This is somebody you do not want to get on the bad side of. They can really know how to hurt someone, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like, I think it was Troop was saying, or I'm sorry, that Aluna was saying that this is somebody that has a weapon and knows how to use it, for sure.
Okay, great. So the next card is the Queen of Swords. Now, this card, you know, is very interesting. The Queen of Swords, you know, she is a woman sitting on her throne with her sword, and, you know, you got crowds behind her. Now, the Queen of Swords represents, you know, a mature woman who can completely take emotions out of a situation. She is all intellect. She says how she means it. She does not care about your feelings. She is not there for emotional support. She is a quick thinker. She can have many trains of thought. She is highly intelligent, highly complex, and she is very intellectually independent, okay? So she is not like the Queen of Cups or any of the more emotional women of the tarot. She is very stern, very hard like her blade, okay? And she is a very composed, stern woman. You know, she has that poker's cold face, and you cannot move her. She will not be moved. She is standing still. Okay, so it is a very independent, powerful, hard, cold, callous woman. That is what I'm seeing with the Queen of Swords. Now, Aluna, mm-hmm. can you give me what you see?
Sure. Just like you said, this queen is not at all like the Queen of Cups. There, she can detach. As a woman, and, you know, women symbolically representing the nurturing, more comforting, heartfelt aspect of our psyche, you know, the divine feminine, she can be completely opposite of that. She can cut the emotional situation out. This is not a subservient woman. Okay, this is a very independent woman. This is a woman who might even strive to have her own kingdom, okay, outside of a man. Okay, one who is very strict and stern in her work and career endeavors, but she still might be a woman that has a home, that has a family, and that knows how to turn into that still more feminine side. Okay, that's a part of who she is. Turn into that feminine side when she's off of her throne, but when she's seated, she demands respect. Her mind is upright, as the sword she normally wields is depicted as holding upright, and she also has some intuitiveness to her as well, because in often depictions, it's showing that she's seated and there are also angels in the throne in which she seats. And angels represent, you know, higher spiritual communication and being able to see into the divine, really being able to gauge, you know, people if they're being honest, if they're being straightforward, if they're being fickle. So she has no time for that. She's not the woman that has any time for the BS, and she's going to cut right through it. So that's what I see for the queen.
Wow. Okay, so Rowan, can you give me the reverse on the queen?
Of course. In the reverse, I definitely see this, if you're familiar with Shakespeare, as Lady Macbeth. This is somebody that's very strategic, very manipulative, and is extremely destructive and almost sabotages themselves a lot of the time. You know, they're very quick to cut out someone, but they don't really see that they're connected to whoever that person is. A more modern reference would be Cersei from Game of Thrones. This is somebody that definitely only thinks of themselves, only thinks of their group of people, and says F you to everybody else. And a lot of the times she can't be that way, because we all need people to survive. And while the queen may think that she's above it all, she's not. Especially in the case of Lady Macbeth, where she ended up killing herself. So, for sure.
Wow. Okay. Aluna, is there anything really quickly that you want to put in about the reversal of the queen?
The Reversal Queen, I would just say it's a. I like what Rowan said about this queen being really, really, really out out to get him. But in the reversal, I'm seeing a sort of lack of strength in that womanhood position, that maybe you are not using your mind, or you're allowing your emotions to overtake your thought process and being too into your the weariness of your thoughts. So you're submerging your swords in too much water, I would say. But that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're moving on to the King of Swords. Now, the King of Swords, this is the ultimate symbol of power, of intellectual power. He has love of the law, rationality, and logic. He is a warrior. He takes care of the weaker. He is an objective person. He is cautious. He is the judge. He is a lawyer. He is a military commander. He is that man who you can come to, and he is honest and fair and just. He is the ultimate balance of authority and of justice and of the correct way. You know, he is the one who you come to for impartial truth, okay? That is what I'm seeing with the king. Now, Aluna, what do you see?
Okay, this is someone who thinks critically. This is someone who is objective, someone who is going to, being in the rulership position of king, they're going to make sure that their kingdom and their loved ones, their family, are protected first. So he is the patriot here. You know, he's the reigning supreme house. And I feel like in the you're looking at that sort of top billboard CEO family of the 1%, that they make sure that their kids go through the same strict schooling or even stricter schooling to make sure that they adhere to the same power position that the King of Swords will be passing down. Closely associated with the Emperor, doesn't have the same sort of, I would say the Emperor is way up here, but the King of Swords, they probably would sit and play golf together, if you get my drift. Those two are cut from the same cloth, as they are constantly in pursuit of expanding their territory, expanding their reign, expanding, again, their territory and their domain. So that's what I'm seeing with the upright king.
Okay. Rowan, can you give me the reverse on what do you see?
Sure. This is also the hand that wields the blade, that is definitely the executioner. This is, like you had said, Turk, this is somebody that is judge and jury, but he is also the one meeting out the sentence, and this is somebody you do not want to get on the bad side of. Most of the swords you don't want to get on the bad side of, but especially the king, because he controls everybody else and everything else. And he's manipulative in such a way that if you piss him off, he can definitely turn everybody else against you because he has that effect. You know, mm-hmm. he's like the ruler of a country, so he can exile you just as quickly as cut off your head. So that's what I would see for the reverse of it.
Okay,
wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Aluna, do you have anything really fast that you want to put in on the king for the reverse?
I think Rowan got it correct. We're looking at a tyrant here who's cutting heads, basically.
Okay. Well, thank you all so much for listening to us. You guys can follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all Triple Chalice Tarot. Please stay tuned for our weekly, every week, our midweek tarot forecast, which is Wednesdays at 11:30. You guys can also catch our Saturday show every Saturday, currently exploring the elementary of tarot. We will begin the Wands Suite next week, so that's going to be really exciting to dive into that. So I would like to thank everyone for listening tonight. Okay, so once again, I am your host, Tarupa Shaw, accompanied by my two lovely co-hosts, Aluna Odette.
Good night.
And Rowan Nix.
Have a good night, everyone.
And yes, have a very, very good night. Thank you all.
Thank you.